This Fred and Jeff Show podcast is brought to you by Five Star Pest Control, Anthony's Cigar Emporium, and Arizona Party Rental.
And now, ladies and gentlemen, for your further listening pleasure.
Direct from the golf course and onto your radio, this is...
Hello, everybody.
The Fred and Jeff Show.
And good morning, everybody. This is the Fred and Jeff Show. This is Fred Ronstadt. I'm here with my little brother, Jeffrey.
Hola, Tucson.
And we are celebrating the people, the places, the events, history, and culture that make living in Tucson and Southern Arizona so gosh darn wonderful, Jeffrey. And we invite you to visit us at friendjeff.com. Follow us on Twitter, like us on Facebook. And you can even subscribe to this wonderful program on iTunes, as well as download it on to some little Google app that Jeffrey loves.
I'm not responding to that, Fred. I've had enough of your giving Google a hard time.
You know, I was wondering at what point would you stop responding to my little jibe there about...
Years ago. But, you know, my allergies are beating me up so bad right now. I just want to kick your butt right now. You know, I just don't have any patience for you today.
Good. So that means the raw nerve is going to be trodden on.
And I am the raw nerve today.
It will be trodden upon.
Golly.
So many times.
Had already start a Z-Pack. What's up?
I don't know.
The most beautiful time to live in Tucson is the curse for me.
No, the most beautiful time to live in Tucson is dead summer. When the temperatures are 117 and life is sweet.
You have issues.
Yeah, I do.
You really do.
So we invite you again to visit us at friendjeff.com, where you can check out our upcoming events page,
right?
Which has all sorts of stuff on it. But we like highlighting things that are coming up in this beautiful community of ours. The 2013 Charity Bowling Tournament, which supports the Children's Advocacy Center, is going to happen on Sunday, April 28th, which is next Sunday.
Right.
And we're encouraging people to...
get out and bowl. Bowl for kids.
At Golden Pin Lanes.
It's good times.
A great event. And I've actually bowled in that several times as a celebrity guest. And I am always amazed at how many of those 12-year-old kids just kick my butt in bowling.
That doesn't surprise me at all.
Well, not me either.
You didn't carry much of an average when you were a bowler all the time.
You know, my son Alec and I go and bowl because that's one of his PE requirements is bowling. TUSC is just wonderful. They have all sorts of beautiful options. You know, if you don't want to, like, you know, sweat in a gym, they give you, you know, all sorts of options to fulfill your PE requirement.
Right.
And Alec and I go bowling. I think I'm averaging about 160 right now.
No, you're not.
Yes, I am. And Alec has the score sheets to prove it. So there.
Wow.
So let's see what else we got going on. Oh, our Zumba master friend of the show, Laszlo Verish, they have their 20th anniversary for the Foothills Philharmonic is coming up on May 5th at Catalina Foothills High School. And we invite people to go out and check out the Philharmonic.
Yeah, the swinging hips of Laszlo Verish.
I was not going to say that.
Well,
but
he's one of our Tucson icons. I mean, gosh, no one has done more for music in this community than Laszlo.
And I think there's at least three different musical organizations that he can take credit for putting together. The Pops.
Though he won't take credit.
He won't take the Pops, which, you know, Sundays in the Park at Reed Park.
Symphonic Winds.
The Symphonic Winds at Udall.
Right.
And the Catalina Foothills Philharmonic.
Right.
Just three. He also was a clarinet player for the Tucson Symphony for a long time.
Yeah, his favorite piece. Remember his favorite piece?
Well, the piece I always asked him that I wanted to hear him play was Rhapsody in Blue.
Yeah.
Well, that is the clarinetist's penultimate piece to successfully...
As far as we know, we're not clarinetists.
But that's what clarinetists tell us.
Ah, okay.
So I have a lot of clarinetist friends.
You know, speaking of clarinetists, Fred, this Wednesday we've got the 31st Annual Tucson International Mariachi Conference.
Really?
Did you know that?
No, I did not.
Yes.
What is a mariachi?
What is a... You're not really much of a Mexican, are you?
No. Tell people what the event's about.
The Mariachi Festival? The Mariachi Festival. See, and I always hate doing this, but it's Tucson's award-winning conference concert series. Features performances by all kinds of mariachis, ballet, folklorico dancers, and our friends at Casino del Sol Resort are the big sponsors. So,
and that's a wonderful event.
Amazing event. Talk about a cultural event.
You know, I tell people that when I die and go to heaven, the Pearly Gate, the host at the Pearly Gate is going to be a mariachi band.
Interesting.
Yeah.
Okay.
Mariachi music to me is angelic. May 11th, the Tucson, Arizona Boys Chorus Pops Concert is happening. And it's celebrating Mother's Day. That's Mother's Day weekend, Jeffrey. So bringing your mom to the Pops. And that's going to be, let's see, at Catalina Foothills High School Auditorium. So Laszlo's going to be there. The Ambassadors in Blue Jeans are going to be there. It's going to be a fun time up at Catalina Foothills.
Right. And finally, we have the 35th Blessing of the Sonoyta Vineyards Festival next Saturday on the 27th. Good times down to Sonoyta. Wine tastings, all kinds of chicanery down in Sonoyta with the tasty grapes.
You told me you didn't do any research or didn't you do any work for it?
I didn't do much research. Mariachis and wine, I mean, what kind of research do you need for that? It's all good.
Not a whole lot, I guess.
Uh-huh, there you go.
So the last thing we want to talk about is the Israel Festival coming up. Actually, it's today. So when this show ends, the festival begins. And in studio with us, we have the event co-chair, Jeff Artsy, and the director of the Israel Center, Guy Gelbart. Gentlemen, how are you doing?
Great. Thanks for having us today.
Guy, is it Guy Gelbart or Gelart?
Gelbart.
Good job, Fred. Sorry, Jeff. He usually butchers those names.
He did great with mine.
I think you gave it to him phonetically, right?
That one usually gets butchered.
Really? Artsy.
It's Artsy usually or some other. Ortiz, who knows, you know.
Ortiz, yeah. You can't get Ortiz out of that pretty easily, but I can see. So tell us about your festival.
Well, we're really excited about it. We do the big ones every 5 years. We started with the 50th 15 years ago. And every year in between, we've done smaller ones, usually inside the JCC.
Now, when you say big ones versus little ones, what does that mean?
So a big one for us, these are all to celebrate Israel's anniversary or birthday, so to speak. So this is the 65th anniversary of Israel's founding as an independent nation. And the big ones are every 5 years outside. They're big outdoor festivals, and we typically have between 8,000 and 10,000 people coming.
Wow!
And it's a real blast. I mean, people will see later today how exciting it is.
What kind of fun things are you going to have out there?
Big stage, a lot of music. We have musicians coming in from all over the country.
The Maccabees,
really cool a cappella group. People will love this. Anybody who loves a cappella would love this group. And they don't just play Jewish music. They play pop stuff as well, all a cappella. And then we've got other musicians as well. We have kids choirs, adult choirs. We have a parade led by the U of A marching band.
Nice.
Oh, it's really cool. It's really nice. And this year we're featuring something called the Technology Pavilion, which we sort of dipped our toes into 5 years ago, which is highlighting Israel's innovations since 1948 when it was founded.
Lots of them.
A lot of things that we're using, a lot of innovations we're using every day, like flash drives, pill cams that the doctors are using to see inside people's bodies, and AOL chat was developed there, some Intel technologies.
So that's who we have to blame for chat.
There you go. Mm-hmm. Absolutely. So, I mean, Intel technology, Google, Motorola, Microsoft, they all have R&D centers, some of which are the only R&D centers outside of the U.S. are in Israel. Really cool stuff happening. So the Technology Pavilion is going to have a series of speakers. It's going to talk about Israel and its innovations, especially in the area of green tech and envirotech and such. And then we'll have an exhibit, basically, of showing all these different things with videos, all that stuff. So that'd be a lot of fun.
That sounds awesome. But, okay, so you covered the singing and dancing,
yeah,
the tech stuff, but you got to tell us the most important stuff.
You're going to say food, aren't
yeah,
you?
Yeah, is there any food?
Yeah, there's really great food.
All right.
Yeah, we've got a great variety. We've added some more things this year, and, of course, Israeli food. But we've got some really cool stuff. Cafe Jasper is going to be there as well. We've got Cafe at the J. They do a lot of the Israeli food. And we've got Frost Gelato Shop is going to be there, and a couple other great vendors. So the food's going to be great. Jumping Castles, kids face painting. I mean, it's just one of these blasts. Everybody has a great time.
That's awesome. And you don't have to be Jewish to attend.
Absolutely not. The Hispanic Chamber of Commerce actually is co-sponsoring the event.
Oh, that's great.
So they're very involved, and they're getting the word out. And I'm sure we'll see a lot of people from all across the Tucson community.
So this goes from 12 to 6 today.
Yes.
So in about 45 minutes, this is kicking off.
Yes. I'm sure there's a line right now as we speak.
Ooh, that's awesome.
And it's really exciting. There is a lot of fun. What Jeff didn't mention, we have Krav Maga self-defense classes as part of the festival. We have belly dancing classes. We have crafts.
How did you forget the belly dancing part, Jeff?
Sorry.
Well, I went to see them practice.
My wife's listening.
Before, you know, Jeff is too modest. I was the one going to practice with them and checking them.
Should we tell everybody you're the one doing the belly dancing guy?
No. And I'm not doing any singing.
Well, that's why I didn't mention it, Jeff.
Very good. All right, Guy, what do you do? What's your title?
Well, I'm the director of the Israel Center. Most of the time, I just watch Jeff put up all this amazing performance. No, I'm joking. The Israel Center is in charge of building ties between Tucson and Israel, cultural ties, business ties, educational ties, and so on and so forth. And the Israel Festival is one of the events that we are running. It's a very exciting event, family fun with tons of activities like you've heard. It's really fun, all volunteer ran. We also have an IDF boot camp for kids in the festival so they can check their shape and run around and jump around and practice. And before coming to Tucson, I was a software computer engineer at Intel. So, for example, if you guys are using wireless communication or on your laptops, if it works, it's the product that my team made.
And if it doesn't work?
It's the other team.
Well, that's very cool.
If the Israel Center is focused on building ties between Israel and Tucson, we would love to take a little junket out to Israel and broadcast from Israel, the Fred Jeff Show from Israel.
Guys, that would be awesome.
That would be cool.
We need to have you guys help us set that up.
And I would tell all the audience, you know, if you can fly over and visit Israel, that's the best thing. But if you can't, coming today to the festival is the second best. That's your opportunity to see Israel, at least at its local version. You know, we have a Kotel mock wall where you can put notes with wishes, and those notes will fly over to Israel this summer to the real Western Wall in Jerusalem, and we have a lot of stuff.
That's how. There's your in, Fred, right there.
I'll be the ambassador. I'll be the delivery boy.
That's awesome, guys. Anybody you want to thank for the event?
We've got
big sponsors.
Such wonderful sponsors. I mean, Raytheon came back again this year. They've been very supportive of us over the last 15 years or so, and especially with this theme of technology. You know, Raytheon's got a very strong tie with Israel. They've been involved in this David Sling and the Iron Dome and all these incredible technologies that are saving lives every day. So Raytheon's been wonderful, and we've got Merle's Automotive has been great, and I've got a whole list of sponsors that we need to thank, including. Got my list here. Sorry, there's so many. The Jewish Community Foundation, of course, has been supportive of us.
How could you forget those guys?
I'm sorry, it's crazy. Royal Automotive, Simply Bits, and of course, Breakmasters.
Oh, there you go. Very strong.
The Jewish Federation campaign sponsors the Maccabees show. The Maccabees are great. They're cool. If you haven't heard them, come hear them today. YouTube them. They're amazing.
Yeah, they're totally cool.
They're
awesome.
Really cool, and they're a thank you concert from the Jewish Federation campaign and the Jewish Community Center. And, of course, we need to give big thanks to all the volunteers led by Jeff. We have over 100 volunteers taking part in doing this amazing event. It will be so much fun. If you're not there, you're missing the fun of your life, really.
All right, folks. So today, in about an hour...
No, about 30 minutes.
In about 30 minutes, at the JCC on the JCC campus at 3800 East River Road, get yourself down to the Israeli Festival. Tons and tons of fun. Guys, what you're doing makes Tucson a great place. Thank you so much.
Thank you. Thank
really,
you
really
us.
Appreciate what you guys are doing.
Hope you can come on down.
We'll be out there. Save us some food.
Cool.
We will.
All right.
Thanks, guys.
All right, folks, we got to take a break. And when we come back, more fun here on The Fred and Jeff Show.
Never say never. Never say never. See, I never thought that
take the burn. I never had the strength to take it higher until I reached the point.
This portion of the Fred and Jeff Show is brought to you by Barker Morrissey Contractors, Casa de la Luz Hospice, and the Downtown Tucson Partnership.
Now, time for more of the Fred and Jeff Show on 104.1 The Truth.
And welcome back. This is the Fred and Jeff Show. This is Fred Ronstadt. I'm here with my little brother, Jeffrey.
Hola, Tucson.
And we're celebrating the people, the places, the events, history, and culture that make living in Tucson and Southern Arizona so gosh darn wonderful, Jeffrey.
That's exactly right, Fred.
And we invite you to visit us at fredandjeff.com. Follow us on Twitter, like us on Facebook. And you can even subscribe to the grand old program on iTunes.
Or Google. So, the Israeli Fest that's going on, it's going to start in about 30 minutes.
Yeah,
so, when Jeff and Guy were leaving, they forgot to tell everybody that when you get to the door, it's a $5 entry fee, unless you're a kid five and under. But that $5 also includes a raffle ticket. They have a huge raffle that they're doing there, too. So when you go, make sure you bring your $5 bill so you can get in the door and participate in the raffle.
And participate in just a phenomenal experience for an afternoon at the JCC.
Right, because all those $5 bills go to pay for, underwrites the whole thing.
Right.
So it'll be good
along
times.
With all the sponsors.
Right. So.
So we have in studio with us Dr. John Pollard, one of our friends from the University of Arizona.
And, hello.
And Dr. Pollard, you are the director of the general chemistry program, correct?
That's right. That's the program, well, essentially part of the chemistry biochemistry department at the University of Arizona. And that's the 100 level courses, so chemistry 151, 152. And
all the ones I failed.
Yeah, exactly.
Can I ask you a chemistry 101 question?
Oh, boy, here we go. Yes.
What's the difference between chemistry and biochemistry?
Well, that's an interesting question. Biochemistry is just the sort of the chemistry of biology.
Okay.
Right? So it's more focused on the chemistry that's relevant to biological things, living things.
Organic.
So the chemistry of life. Organic is not exactly biochemistry.
Yeah, Fred, don't try to big time it by throwing little words out there.
Oh, no, organic, I'm asking the question. I mean,
organic. Well, organic chemistry is more of the direct study of the chemistry of carbon, but it's really relevant to biochemistry because we are scaffolded by carbon, our bodies are, and the chemistry of our bodies. So organic chemistry is very important in biochemistry, but organic chemistry also deals with the synthesis of polymers, materials, pharmaceutical drugs, solar devices, all types of things. So organic chemistry isn't just about the chemistry of life, but biochemistry is.
All right. And John, where are you from?
I'm originally from Minnesota.
Minnesota?
Yeah, which is...
you don't really sound like
well,
you're from
Minnesota.
Well,
you know, I think I've been around enough people from California. I've been in Tucson a little over 20 years now, so I've been around enough people from California that my long O's kind of got washed out, I think. But it still sometimes surfaces a little bit.
No, that's an interesting statement you just made, that you've been in Tucson for 20 years, but around people from California.
I guess I meant like, okay, West Coast. Let me put it to you like that. So, West Coast. Maybe I shouldn't pick on people from California, but yeah.
Oh,
West
no,
Coast.
That's okay.
Yeah.
Well, anybody north of the Pinal County line is fair game.
Yeah, there you go.
It's not from Tucson, it's crap.
Yeah, exactly. Cool. So, Minnesota kid.
Yeah, Minnesota, born and raised, and born on Lake Superior.
Out in the middle of it?
Almost. In Duluth. Duluth, Minnesota, great city. I have a lot of family still up in Minnesota. Went to high school and went to a university called St. John's University in central Minnesota.
Is that the Johnnies?
Yeah, nice.
All right.
Nice. So I'm a Johnny. And then I came to Tucson in 1991. Actually came here to go to graduate school. So I got my PhD here at the University of Arizona. Then I stayed in Tucson, which wasn't my plan. I worked at a small startup company here in Tucson for doing some polymer chemistry and material science sort of work for a number of years. And then I came back and started joined the faculty in the department. And now I direct the general chemistry program, and here I am.
All right. That's awesome. And we're going to talk a lot of things science today, a lot of things chemistry today on the second half of the show, because you are instrumental in taking a lot of the information that folks bring to the U of A and kind of distilling it down to the level where the kids get to learn.
Well, sure. I am a big believer in providing relevance to the chemistry content that students learn in my chemistry class and the curriculum that I run at the University of Arizona.
So you're still teaching as well?
Oh, yeah. I have, right this semester, I have about 530 students.
Can you name them all?
Only about 400. That's why I drop off.
I'm just teasing you. Okay. I'm just teasing you.
So, yeah, I teach two large lectures, and definitely active in teaching.
All right.
So are we going to need to know the periodic table of elements for this conversation?
Just the first 30 elements. That's all you need to know. That's it.
Well, folks, if you're still listening, we got to take a break here, a hard break at the bottom of the hour. But folks, stick around because the next half of the show is really going to be a lot of fun. We're going to learn a lot about what these smart people are doing at the U of A. And we'll see you on the other side of the break for more of the Fred and Jeff Show. The Fred and Jeff Show is brought to you by H&S Garden Service, Mayfield Florist, and Arizona Party Rental.
Now, time for more of the Fred and Jeff Show on 104.1 The Truth.
And welcome back. This is the Fred and Jeff Show. This is Fred Ronstadt. I'm here with my little brother Jeffrey.
Hola, Fred.
And we are celebrating the people, the places, the events, history, and culture to make living in Tucson and Southern Arizona so gosh darn wonderful.
That's right.
And we would like you to please visit us at fredandjeff.com. Follow us on Twitter, like us on Facebook, and subscribe to this program on iTunes. And Jeffrey, if you go to fredandjeff.com, not only can you listen to and download all the shows from our massive canon that we've created.
Canon. But I thought you were going to say tome.
I like canon better.
Okay.
But you can also see pictures of all of our shenanigans. And actually, we'll probably next week post some pictures from the Israel event.
That'd be good times.
It would be. I want to. Yeah, we'll have art pictures of Art belly dancing. That'll be spectacular. So in studio with us today.
Who's Art?
I mean Guy.
Ah, there you go.
No, I'm thinking Artsy.
It's okay, Fred.
Yeah, Jeff Artsy.
Yeah, that's right.
He was the co-chair.
So welcome back to the Fred and Jeff Show. If you missed the first part of the show, Fred wasn't as silly, so he's catching up.
Well, I had a few tequilas between the breaks.
Whatever.
Yeah, right.
All right.
All right, so in studio with us is Dr. John Pollard, who is the department chair, is it?
Oh, no.
Oh, just...
Well, you almost like got me fired right there.
No.
You're the director.
Bob Logan. I run the general chemistry program.
The director. Right. Bob Logan is the department head of general chemistry, right?
No, Bob Logan is
He's the development director.
Yeah, he's the development director for the Department of... or the College of Science.
Oh, wait.
So he's a fundraiser for
Oh, he told
of Science.
Me that he was the president of the University of Arizona at one
well,
point.
Well, that's... Yeah.
Bob Logan. Wow, that guy's got a high opinion of himself, doesn't he? Just kidding, Bob. So Bob actually helped us get you, book you today on the show.
Absolutely.
So tell us about the cool things you guys are doing with this program that we're talking about.
Well, the college, Bob asked me to come on here because the College of Science just this last spring, and it's over now, just ran a lecture series called Genomics Now. And every spring they run this lecture series. It's really amazing. It's free to the public. And Centennial Hall packs with people.
Yeah, there's people get turned away.
Yeah, I mean, they actually have an overflow room. It's really amazing that the community shows up to hear talks, you know, science-based talks. And this year's the theme was Genomics Now, which is a really relevant topic to today's science.
Well, for those listeners and myself that don't understand genomics, what is that?
Well, genomics is the study of DNA. And in essentially, the talks talked about the advances that we have in sequencing DNA and some of the things that we've learned from that science. Everything from understanding how the Spanish flu manifested itself to genetically modifying food to try to feed a world that will have, at some point here, close to 9 billion people. to talking about some of the medical advances that genomics affords us. So that's what it was about. And it's these talks are great because they're meant for the public. They are they have science in them, but they're really accessible. And in fact, you can go to the College Science website. And if you look under the lecture series, it's really easy to find the website. You can listen to these talks from that have already happened this spring.
Well, you can listen to the talks starting at the beginning.
Yeah, exactly.
Because last year was about aging.
Yep.
And the year before that,
Beyond 100 was last year. And
it's amazing stuff.
Yeah, it's really great. And it's if you're a fan of the TED Talks, they're sort of like that a little bit.
A little more detailed.
A little bit more detailed, but but analogous to some of the more science-based TED Talks. So what I do as well, we get money from, in particular for my program, from Raytheon Research Corps and Ventana Medical Systems, and we have a class through the university where we bring in local teachers. And the local teachers come, and we all go to the lectures together, and we then get time with the speaker after they're done speaking at Centennial Hall.
Now, I'm sorry, are these local teachers that teach at the U of A? Are they local teachers that teach in a high school level?
No, it's K through 12. So these are people from TUSD, from AmpFi, from charter schools, all over Tucson and the Tucson area. They teach everything from elementary school up through high school.
Okay.
And we get Q&A time with the speaker. We had this last series. And it's a great chance for the teachers to learn new content that they can bring back to their classrooms. So the teachers become a conduit for the content from the lecture series back to their classrooms. And it gives relevance to some of the fundamental concepts that they teach in their science classes or their biology classes, in particular this semester. We even had a teacher who teaches health at Tucson High, who was able to bring in a lot of the ideas from this lecture series to her health class. So it's really a great program.
Well, that's really important, too, because I remember as a student myself back in my charming days.
We're all still students, right?
The question is, how is this relevant to my life?
Exactly.
How am I going to use this down the line? And I mean, that's always the question the kids are asking, and a reason that they probably don't learn a whole lot because they don't see how it affects their futures.
And you'd be amazed, or maybe you wouldn't be, how excited kids get when they really see that what they're learning has a real,
life application.
Yeah, exactly.
So
exactly.
Give us an idea of what would a kindergarten or primary teacher take away from these series? Because these series, the content it's just mind-blowing sometimes.
Even though it's accessible to the public, it's not like it's not going to.
We're not bringing. I'm not bringing my first grader, my second grader to the lecture series. So, what is it that these teachers?
Well, it really depends. For example, one of the teachers, there was a talk on the Spanish flu, and this was not to elementary school. This was more middle school level. But the students were just being exposed to what a virus is. And how viruses work. And the Spanish flu and the flu virus, because it's seasonal, we all deal with it, is a great example to try to understand how a virus functions in your body and how Perfect. Why some people get sick and some people don't get sick.
That's great content.
Yeah, it's great content.
That's amazing stuff.
And also, on the macroscopic scale, why should you wash your hands? To prevent the flu. What is that about? There's a lot of just fundamental thinking, scientific thinking that you can bring from these series. And yeah, we have to distill it down for the appropriate level.
But you're happy to do that.
Absolutely. And we work together as a team to try to do that. And I try to help as much as I can. And we try to make it level appropriate for. And we also, of course, have to keep in mind the standards that the teachers are pressured with and all this kind of stuff. But we really work to really bring the content to the appropriate level.
John, when did you fall in love with chemistry?
I had a professor when I was at St. John's University. His name was Bill Muldoon. He was my organic chemistry professor. And there was just something about my interactions with him and his class that turned on a switch for me. And it was something I was good at. Something I really enjoyed, I wanted to know more about, and that just started a quest for me, and I'm still on it.
Did you know about chemistry before you took that class? Did you know you had a budding love for that topic?
Did you have a skill craft chemistry set?
Yeah.
Were you out there making bombs out of Coke bottles and stuff?
No, but I was always sort of a daydreaming, thinking kid. You know, I always sort of wondered why this would happen or that would happen. So I always had a real intuitive interest in science. But I think the thing that just amazed me about chemistry is, and I saw this when I was first exposed to organic chemistry, was the idea that there's this all this stuff going on at a scale that we can't see, but we can conceptualize what happens there and then use that to affect the lives of the scale we live on. And that to me is a very powerful thing. And I think that's why I fell in love with chemistry, what you can do with it. It's a very much a doing science a lot. So
give us a real easy example.
Well, in my department, there's a lot of research going on trying to develop the next generation solar panels. Part of the issue with solar energy is the efficiency of solar panels, and the next class or generation of materials need to be very efficient, durable, flexible. On all of that thinking and the understanding of the chemistry and physics behind that is occurring in research in our department. So that's just one example of just direct applications of people trying to understand things on the molecular level.
But chemistry is also very important in the research of drugs.
Oh, absolutely. There's a faculty member in our department who has a poster. His name's Jan Yardson, and he has every year he puts out a poster of the top 200 pharmaceutical drugs sold in America, and the molecular structure is on the poster. So from a chemist's perspective, it's really cool because you can see all the structural similarities between the different molecules that make up these drugs. But also it's sort of interesting to see what the top 10 selling drugs are. It's sort of a statement on society as well. But drug design is something I talk about with my students, and the chemical thinking that goes into that is really amazing, how people make decisions about modifying a drug to have a specific functionality.
Tell us more about that. I mean, that's very intriguing.
Well, you know, a lot of how, you know, you've heard pharmaceutical drug commercials, I'm sure. And the first 15 seconds tells you how wonderful the drug is. And the next 15 seconds does an auctioneer rundown of the side effects.
Yeah, you're going to get this, you know, that, and the other thing.
And this was talked a little bit about in the genomics series as well. What's interesting about the human body is that that's different than a machine. And this is related to how a drug works, is that, for example, if you go and sit in your car, if you were to press on the gas, you would not expect your mirror to move, right? Because those two are not directly connected. Well, our bodies are not like that. You can have side effects that are completely unrelated to what the drug is targeting. And so, to try to design a drug to be very specific where it targets, to have very small side effects, all of that engineering is really done now down on the sort of the molecular level of designing the drug to have a specific structure so it binds possibly a receptor in a specific way. And that's all done with the chemical thinking, power of chemistry.
Awesome. All right, folks. We have to take our last break, and we got lots more to talk about, so stick around for more here on The Fred and Jeff Show.
Here comes the sun. Here comes the sun. It's all right. Little darling, it's been a long, cold, lonely winter. Little darling, it feels like years since it's been here. Here comes the sun. Here comes the sun.
This portion of the Fred and Jeff Show is brought to you by Power Woman Investing, Ronsted Insurance, and 1702 Craft Beer and Pizza.
Now, time for more of the Fred and Jeff Show on 104.1 The Truth.
And we are back. This is the Fred and Jeff Show. This is Fred Ronstadt. I'm here with my little brother, Jeffrey.
Hola, Tucson.
And we're celebrating the people, the places, the events, history, and culture that make living in Tucson and Southern Arizona so gosh darn wonderful, Jeffrey.
Pretty wonderful, Fred.
You know what's wonderful? We have great friends.
I know
friends.
What's wonderful. Well, allergy medicine.
Yeah, well.
It's amazing.
Yeah, and it was concocted in the labs of one of our friends here in studio.
Mm-hmm.
But you disrupted my little.
Sorry, Fred.
So we have lots of friends of the show, and a couple weeks back we had the Mia Schneibel from the Arizona International Film Festival.
Yes.
And literally, as we're sitting here with the show, I just got a note from the director slash producer of House of Good and Evil. And they're doing their world premiere on April 27th. The producers, the directors, some cast members are going to be there. They're offering up 5 tickets to give away to listeners to that screening.
Sweet.
So the first 2 people to send me an email at fred@fredandjeff.com will get 2 tickets each, and I get the 5th.
Why would they give 5 tickets?
I don't know. But it's good for me.
But that's very cool, man.
Yeah, but, you know, speaking of allergy medicine, Jeff Arias, in studio with us, we were talking to Dr. John Pollard, who's director of general chemistry at the University of Arizona, and we were talking about designing medication for a better life.
Yeah. Amongst other things. don't let my allergies knock us off topic.
Yeah, well, I'll tell you what, my allergies are starting to kick in now as well. I just gave an exam last week in my class, and I make my exams themed. And the
themed. What
themed,
do you mean? Themed?
I make them about relevant things, not just.
So like, today's theme is on Vikings.
Yeah. Well, the theme was on exams theme be on molecules important in your brain, for example, or pharmaceutical drug molecules, I had an exam on the Deepwater Horizon oil spill. Chemical thinking that applies to that. Anyways, one of the molecules that was on my recent exam was albuterol, which is the inhaler used. Yeah, and I have sort of that seasonal asthma thing that hits. And during the exam, big room, I had a kid raise his hand. He'd come over, I thought he had a question. He said, "Dr. Pollard, I just want to let you know, this is so cool that I take this. And this is on my test." Okay.
Yeah, but now, wait a minute, John. You were first. That kid how many years ago?
Yeah, that was. I was.
You know, I mean, it's funny to see these kids with the little epiphanies that they have.
It's really the best part of the job.
Yeah,
really,
this
ultimately.
Totally is relevant to me.
Yeah, and to really see so many bright young students come through my class and through the University of Arizona. I see so many future physicians, doctors, researchers, citizens. It's really awesome.
Now, do a lot of the future doctors, researchers, they all come through chemistry?
Yep, they pretty much. If you're in the sciences, you're going to very likely take chemistry. So, yep, they all have to come through me or us.
You are the gatekeeper.
We thought Joaquin Ruiz was the gatekeeper.
Yeah, Joaquin is the gatekeeper's gatekeeper, but yeah.
He's the super dean.
Yeah.
Super dean of the College of Science.
Yeah, he is a friend of the show.
Yeah, yeah.
And
hello, Joaquin. Thanks for listening.
And Joaquin has really actually been instrumental in making the College of Science Lecture Series happen. It's really been his vision, and he was the one who also asked me to do this teacher's course and really has been supportive to make it happen. So he's been really amazing in that sense.
Well, a minute ago you were talking about, you know, you were seeing the future of science marching through your doors.
Yeah.
Now, you are working on a project that helps us describe our past, the citizens of the past.
Oh, yeah. Well, what's interesting is with the teachers and through the funding that we got for the College of Science Lecture Series Teachers Course, we all participate in the Genographic 2.0 project, all the teachers and myself as well, where we swabbed our cheeks. And it's the 2.0 project because the new cheek swab kits you get allow you to look for genetic markers on Y chromosomes as well as mitochondrial DNA. And what that basically means is that you can trace back on your mom and your dad's side if you're male. If you're female, it's only still on your mom's side. But for me, I'm still waiting for my results. But you swab your cheek, you send the kit in, and I actually got an email just a couple days ago saying your stuff's being analyzed now, and I'm going to find out.
And what do you hope to find out? I mean, what kind of information can they give you from swabbing the inside of your mouth?
Horse thief, you know.
Yeah, well, they're basically, you know, as that project has shown, we all track back to Africa. And so the question is, what pathway does your lineage track back, and how does it track back? Now, my mother is...
No, wait, hold time out. You blew one past us.
Yeah.
Threw that 98-mile-an-hour fastball right past us. We all track back to Africa.
Yeah, we do.
Every single human being tracks back to Africa.
That's how we understand it, yes.
So somewhere in Africa is the Garden of Eden.
Yep, that's basically it.
Wow.
That's basically it.
When did we figure this part out?
I think that, and I'm certainly no expert in this area, but I think that we've had an understanding of this for a long time. But with the evolution of genetic testing, we now have scientific data to support the migration patterns of humans, and that we do track back to Africa, all of us.
Wow. Yeah.
So
this experiment is going to show you start in Africa, and from there you went from Africa to Ireland to Switzerland,
yeah,
to wherever.
That's exactly it.
Tucson.
Just shows the pathway that your lineage took.
How can it tell that?
Essentially what it does is it builds a sort of family tree based on genetic markers, mutations in the DNA that can be tracked back, and they build this huge database. And they essentially, and we're participating in the project as well. So we're giving our data to the project.
Yeah, so every person who participates adds to the database.
That's right. And so they're sort of building this picture based on genetic markers that they've identified, and they can track back tens of thousands of years. So it's really amazing. Again, I'm not an actual expert at all in the actual genomic testing, but it's going to be exciting to get the results for sure.
Yeah, we tried to pull a little scam with the College of Science to get us.
We tried to pretend like we were,
elementary school kids. And
no, I thought we were pretending we were professors in the College of Science.
Oh, well, that's probably why our plans got foiled. We didn't have it coordinated.
The plan was, when we heard this, Bob Logan said we were going to play a trick on you guys, though, and we were going to bring in your results, but they were going to be fake, and we're going to show you were actually alien. That was Bob.
Logan's
idea.
The prankster, isn't
yeah,
he?
Yeah, that's right.
So. Yeah, I got a dead rattlesnake in a bag waiting for Logan.
I have a live one.
Well, that's very cool. So you guys are doing a lot of stuff in the College of Science chemistry department.
Well, the chemistry department in biochemistry, we're the chemistry and biochemistry department. We have an enormous amount of amazing research going on. But the College of Science, and the entire College of Science, if you look at all the departments, it's really one of the premier science departments in the country. And so there is so much amazing, cutting edge research going on. You don't even know where to start. Everywhere from building the Mars rovers to developing new energy resources to advances in medicine over in the medical school. There's just so much.
Well, let's talk about Curiosity for a second. Since you talked about the Mars rovers.
Sure.
Curiosity just drilled a big hole and was testing some of that material. Now, what kind of, as a chemical scientist, what kind of stuff can you tell us about that?
Well, what I can tell you is I haven't actually seen those results.
Nice try, Fred.
Yeah, but, you know, what's interesting, I will be very curious to see that, though, because actually, it's interesting. I work with a lecturer in our department, Andy Grawl. He did his PhD work, and in his research, he worked on some of the instrumentation technology that went on to the Mars rover. So I definitely will want to see what those results are, because I can tell this to my students for next year. I'll probably write an exam about the results of what they find. A themed exam.
Vikings. So I want to get back to the College of Chemistry of your department.
Yeah.
What are some of the really amazing things that have transpired over the last couple of years in your department?
I think that there is, let's see. I think one of the big initiatives has been a number of researchers in our department have teamed up to, like I mentioned earlier, to develop the next generation of solar energy materials, which I think is a really exciting group of projects going on in our department.
And has that got the main focus of the chemists right now?
Of that group, that's what their main research are. But we have a very diverse set of researchers in our department. We have people working on trying to understand the fundamentals of how quantum mechanics work.
They haven't called Fred. He knows that.
Oh yeah, it's easy stuff.
we have people who do a lot of work in trying to understand how enzymes work in your body. We have people doing work in diabetes. We have people trying to
develop new ways of synthesizing molecules, which can then translate to understanding better how to synthesize, you know, drug molecules or other therapeutics.
And all this stuff is happening in our backyard.
Oh yeah, it's all happening in our in the chemistry biochemistry department. We have a collection of faculty that are some of the brightest and finest faculty in the country in our department. So there's a lot of great stuff going on.
Awesome.
And we have also, I just will say this quickly, we also have one of the most innovative teaching programs in the country. A colleague of mine and I, his name is Vicente Talancare, and I have developed a new way to teach general chemistry called chemical thinking, which I've mentioned. I think that we're really making some advances of how introductory chemistry is taught to the modern student. So we actually are innovators in our department, both in research and in teaching, for sure.
That's awesome. Interesting, because all the things you talked about, diabetes and all those things, those are things that have been researched for years.
Yeah.
And the more answers you get, the more questions you have. And
that's how science is.
That's cool. It is. Thanks for what you do. Thanks for helping our kids understand and maybe become more passionate about the sciences. We really appreciate you.
Well, Doug, thank you for your time. I enjoyed myself. Thanks.
All right. Oh, yeah. All right. Good. Folks, do we want to give something away real quick? Oh, I know what we're going to give away. Folks, the first person to send Fred an email at fred@fredandjeff.com and let Fred know what his bowling average is, we'll get a dozen roses from our friends at Mayfield's Florist.
Very nice.
So if you're listening early in the show, whatever Fred's bowling average is.
My alleged bowling
average. His alleged bowling average. Send that to him, and the Coleman family would be happy to take care of you with some fabulous roses. And folks, once again, we want to thank our sponsors. And please get out there, meet your neighbor, because that's what makes Tucson a great community to live in. John, thanks again.
Thank you.
And folks, we'll see you next week here on The Fred and Jeff Show.